I want to assure our people that the church, the Vatican, what we call, is very positive with South Sudan. As church, you know that we like bishops in our churches. This slowly is going to be solved. The Vatican is ready for that. We met the Pope, the Holy Father, who actually reported of having met the president in Uganda. The president invited him, and we also invited him, and he is ready, he says, to come to South Sudan. But we leave this to the hands of God as to how it is going to happen. Then we went also to the part of the Vatican which deals with the politics in a way. It is very anxious. It's very serious as to how it should help to bring peace in South Sudan. The Vatican really is very serious. And I think I can say I just came now from the Vatican, and I would wish to be able to meet, I think, our leadership in order to give to them the voice of the Vatican, how it feels now at this moment. So I'm going to try to find a way how to meet the president and other leaders of our country so that we may receive the voice of the Vatican in this our situation. We are not alone. We are not alone. So the church in the Vatican is with us, and it wants peace for our country. This is what I can say very seriously. The Vatican wants peace for our country now. And I hope that our country will be listening now to this voice of God, which, who knows, might become the last voice for this country. And therefore, I think this is the message from the Vatican, which is very positive with us, and it wants still to help us, to continue to help us in the best way possible. They are ready even to come, the cardinals who should be able, who are in charge of these messages, they are ready to come at any moment to South Sudan in order to follow up this situation with our leadership. Well, for the rest, I think I'm happy to be home. I know the situation is very heavy. It is being talked outside very badly, how people are living in South Sudan today. What are they eating in South Sudan today? Outside, it is too much. People are being informed really that the situation in the country, people are dying of hunger. And it might be true. Now, what do we do here? We are aware of it. We are entering the period of Lent, in Lent already, but we are going into Easter. We want to pray the Lord so that he may help us at least how to manage this situation that is so bad with us in this country now. At any rate, I think what we need is to be positive. We do not want to be bad among ourselves. We cannot bring good with evil. We cannot bring positive thing with something bad. We have to be positive. And so I think I'm still very positive that we shall have peace. And that let us really try to be united in trying to look for this peace for our country. And so I want to assure our people that I'm in, and we are going to be suffering together in this period of the death, suffering, and the resurrection of Christ, Easter period, which is now at the moment already coming in. And so I want to put our sufferings and our situations really into this spirit of Easter, suffering, dying, and rising. And may the Lord indeed bless all our people. Thank you.